100 word stories.
Alrighty. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. How lifeless can that be? It's the weekly challenge where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and you came up with stories. So I'm going to collect them up, put them here, and let you all enjoy them. How simple can that be? The topic was Saint, so let's hear about a whole bunch of stories on the topic of Saint. Or maybe not. Maybe somebody went totally off the deep end. Those are always fun. Let's have some fun.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus, back for another entry in the weekly challenge, number 783, and a prompt of Saint. Before I read my story, I want to apologize to any Catholics or religious studies folk out there for my attempt at a sort of stand-up comedy bit around patron saints, based on nothing more than a browsing through a Wikipedia list of saints and their zones of influence. I attempted to write this without being sacrilegious about the subject. I hope I succeeded. With that being said, here's my story. Patron saints are an interesting study. They cover technologies and concepts that didn't exist in their lifetimes, and there's some seriously specific division of labor. Let's look at flying. Air travelers and astronauts are all covered by Joseph of Cupertino. However, if you're the pilot, that's Christopher's domain. If you're flying the space shuttle, maybe both, or flip a coin. Now, if the aircraft doesn't have any engines, Claire of Assisi has your gliding butt. For the flight attendants serving the air travelers, they pray to Bona of Pisa. Paratroopers jumping out of the planes, Archangel Michael's got their backs. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Good morning, this is Dwayne, and this is my story for the Weekly Challenge 783 with a prompt of Saint. And here's my story. Saint Gassius, the patron saint of grandfathers. Coming from humble beginnings, he rose to fame mostly with his grandchildren by being able to play Pull My Finger on cue. It was one of several documented miracles that led to his canonization. Another was talking with his dentures sticking halfway out of his mouth. His most notable miracle was the nearly 3-minute drive-by he could do while walking around the garden. None of these could be successfully explained by science alone. To his grandchildren, he's remembered for how they always reacted. That is the miracle of laughter.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story, based on the topic Saint, and it's called Reliquary. So, we had this box, which we kept in the crypt and wheeled out for holy days and special occasions. It was fashioned from cedar wood, with polished brass fittings. It was only a small box, but it held the sacred relic that so many flocked to the church to behold. The saint's little finger. Some say just kissing the box would heal the sick, and simply beholding it guaranteed good fortune. As for me, I didn't believe a word of it. I just looked after the thing and polished the brass. Oh, and used it for storing my smokes. Job done. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 783 with a prompt of Saint. Well, here's my story. Mr. Withybottom turned on Bilbert. "So, you just want to be friends with my daughter, do you?" "Well, yeah," Bilbert said, surprised at the heat in the man's voice. "We are in some classes together at school." Mr. Withybottom shook his finger at Bilbert. "Look, I know I was no saint when I was your age. I know what goes through the minds of boys when they talk about being friends with girls. I don't want any hanky-panky between you two." Bilbert thought back on his few kisses with Linoleum Amanda. If anyone had hanky-panky on their mind, it wasn't him. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening's called Saints to the Right of Me, Saints to the Left, Stuck in the Middle of You. There's a tradition in my family that goes back nearly a millennium and a half. In each generation, one child is named Dennis. Seems my family were original converts from pagan Roman Paris to Christians. In the crypts of the Basilica Saint-Denis, buried alongside the kings of France, are my kin. Oddly, when I flew into Paris many years ago, after clearing customs, I was directed to an office of the Paris Bishopric. A priest gave me a brass container with the seal of Saint Denis. I asked him what I should do with him. "Wait for the moment," he said. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Ah, the photo of his old bedroom. He couldn't help but smile. He was there. He had taken the first steps towards his amazing career in computers, full of hope and dreams, overshadowing his big sister's remarkable career as a professor. Behind the bookshelf, that's where he hid it. Years later, he went back to fetch it. Gone. When the cops knocked at his door, he knew the governments of those countries weren't happy with him. The little code book? They had it. But how? Sitting in his cold cell, he tried to figure it out. His sister's sneer haunting him. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
St. Custard's is an old-fashioned sort of establishment. Here, we take young girls, educate them and shape their lives, and prepare them to face the world outside. We cherish the values of old and encourage our charges to shun technology and modern wisdom in favor of respecting the natural order of things and Mother Nature. It may be considered quaint by some, but I think our girls are a credit to tradition. Then, in their senior years, they learn to harness the forces of darkness, breed chaos, and undermine male dominance. Like I said, the natural order of things.
Turimer Zaino here, with a story on the subject, Saint. The Impossible Missions Group needs my help, Simon Templar informed his girlfriend, Patricia, kissing her lightly on the nose. See you in a few days. He drove across Europe, penetrated the Iron Curtain, and infiltrated the target of the Soviet death ray demonstration. It was being faked, with a bomb to be secretly triggered. The Saint disabled the arming mechanism. A general with a chest full of medals pressed the firing button before the international press. Beams of lightning coruscated toward the horizon, and then nothing. Their subsequent investigation found only a calling card showing a stick figure with a halo.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
It's interesting to track down the relics of ancient saints. The finger bone of this saint, the tooth of that saint, all believed to be the source of all kinds of miracles. So many people flock to see these bits and pieces. It's good for the local businesses. The thing is, if you do the math, you'll find this saint has 5 thigh bones, that saint had 49 teeth, and so on. Unless you're talking about St. Murgatroyd of Essex, he actually had 5 thigh bones, 49 teeth, and countless other duplicate body parts. He was murdered in a nuclear waste facility, after all.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Saint. I hope you enjoyed it, I sure did. And you want to enjoy some more? Well, there's another weekly challenge coming around the corner, and its topic is a pick two, as it is at the end of most months. So go ahead and wander over to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Look there in the upper right corner, and the link to the next weekly challenge topic should be there. Or it's in the feed, or just go to the schedule that's... They're all over the place. How can you miss it? All right? thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.